Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to the Dictator Game podcast. My name is Dom, aka The Hungover One, and today I'm joined by Paul, aka The Northman.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello, sir.
And I'm also joined by Pelham, aka FM Tahiti.
Hello, everyone.
And we haven't got anyone else today. Ryan actually passed his driving test today, so I think he's out on the lash celebrating that one.
And I think he starts work soon, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
And our other writer, Luke, he's actually just got back from New York.
Is he been away?
Yeah, he went. Have you been reading the chat? I didn't even read the chat, and I still know he's been away. Or are you being sarcastic because you haven't been talking about it? Yeah, yeah, okay, right. yeah, so one of our other writers has been in New York. It's just the three of us tonight, and I think Paul's got some pretty cool stuff on some FM20 features, because obviously we're kind of in that limbo now. Like, we were probably over the summer, but now we're like properly in limbo where no one's playing Football Manager at all, and we're all just sat there refreshing our Twitter feeds and going, right, what's the next feature, what's the next feature, what's the next feature. So Paul, I think
first thing to mention is we've kind of left a 2-week gap between this podcast and the last one.
Oh yeah.
And I think we'll be doing the same again, just as you said, we're in limbo at the minute. There's not a great deal to be discussing, to be honest with you, in terms of what we're currently doing. So it is all just FM20 excitement, FM20 hype. So, yeah, Maz has been putting tweets out. You've kind of had to vote between four things on Twitter, what you want, and the winning one gets announced the day after. So I've got a few to go through. We're going to have a little bit of a game where you've got to guess the feature. When I read half of the tweet and you've got to guess what he's talking about.
I haven't seen anything, by the way. I haven't been on my Twitter at all, so I've got no idea. I'll be really bad at this then.
Welcome.
Oh, well, if it helped, I've not prepared. I'm literally just going to miss a few words as I read some of my sentences.
Okay.
I mean, this is not Glass and Gear. We don't prepare for this. So, right, are you ready? We're just going to talk FM20 features and get people excited for it. So for all of you listener out there, Luke, basically. Tune in, get ready, let's go. Okay. First one. By the way, these are not in order. Well, they are.
Okay.
The most recent back over. I literally just went through Twitter, copy and paste. So,
of course you do.
Hello. Prepared. The first one. Better modelling of staff progression. E.g. young coaches will improve quicker when working with better, more experienced coaches. Scout analysis will improve quicker by regularly scouting, doing more analysis. So if you sign a scout with 7-7 for judging ability and potential, Pelham, I'm guessing that means if you send him out week after week, that will go up quicker than if you only use him through the transfer window prep.
I'm hoping so, because it sounds like there's going to be almost like mentoring for staff, but you know how players get more match experience, they improve. It sounds like that's going to work for staff as well. Get them doing the job more, they'll get better, or fire him hopefully, but that'd be good because all of my scouts are terrible. In fact, all of my staff are pretty terrible, mainly because I signed them out of nostalgia or because they were a former player or something like that. So it'd be good for them to be useful in the end. I'm really looking forward to that one.
I think, Dom, obviously you're an avid viewer of my channel, so you will remember through my FC United Manchester series, I signed a coach for my under-18s who was like 19 years old.
Yeah.
After a couple of years, he became the under-19 assistant, then the under-19 manager. Then he became a coach in the first team, then the assistant manager over a 30-year period. I think this would dramatically improve that because I was kind of moving him up. He was improving, but not much. So I'm really excited to see how quickly that actually does work, because it's a part of the game which I put a lot of focus into my staff. So I'm excited to see how that's going to work.
I think that hopefully that I feel like staff's often quite overlooked, and I feel like actually there could be a lot more to it. It's one of those features which is much more for the avid fan rather than the casual player. but I think that it's a good addition, and we do need a bit more progression from staff, because there's always the running joke that you never get any good players turning to coaches, like none at all.
So, we can tick that off as a positive.
That's a good one. I like that.
I think it's going to make us care more. It doesn't matter. If someone gets poached from your staff at the moment, it doesn't really matter, because you get paid and you can get some.
Whoa.
It doesn't matter for mine. They can go.
Okay, there we go. See, I care. I shed a tear. Unless I get compensation, then I'll help them pack. Okay, the next one. Are you ready for this, Dominice? I'm going to miss a few words on this one.
All right, good.
You can also now request blank from your board should you not already have one. So what can you request from your board if you don't already have one now?
Can you install a bar in your stadium?
Potentially.
Can you change your kit? Change your kit sponsors?
That would be a good one. Not so much kit sponsors, but more just like, look, I'm sick of this. Design new kit completely.
Yeah, or they just come back with some. That would be quite nice. Quite like that.
Yeah.
Can you give me a hint?
Nope. Pelham, any ideas?
I know this one, I think.
Go on.
Is it a B team or a reserve team?
It is. You can now also request a reserve team from your board should you not already have one.
Oh.
Thoughts on that, Dom?
Yeah, okay. What, like, is it Brentford doesn't have a B team now, or? But if you get enough money,
I'm
then.
Yeah, like, okay. A lot of the National League sides will have your under-18s and your first team.
Mm.
I'm not joking. Yeah. Pardon me, thought you already could do that, but then I also remember with FC United Manchester, I didn't have one for such a long time. So,
oh, really?
Mm. Kind of looking forward to that, hopefully, potentially.
I think that sounds like a good feature. It's just like a little quality of life thing. I feel like it's just for those moments where I remember, in fact, this is probably why he probably saw the ruining English football thing I did a while ago. Where basically, Brentford got absolutely slaughtered because they didn't have a youth team, so they didn't have any players. So they went down to like the lowest tier of English football. And they're clearly trying to avoid that. So, fair play.
Okay, so the next new feature announced, you'll now receive a warning from your staff if a player has no chance of a contract renewal due to work permit issues. Now, this one's useful.
Oh.
Mainly due to the fact that in FM19 I signed a player who didn't have a work permit on loan, and for some reason it just at no point did it inform me of this, which was a bit annoying. So hopefully now your staff come forward and go, don't bother.
You won't get a permit.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. Also with Brexit coming in, like, permit rules are going to change, and I think people aren't really prepared for what's going to happen, so that would be quite good.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that one. Pelham, the next one. Sit back and get ready for this. They've now added penalties faced and penalties saved to the goalkeeper's profile.
Awesome.
I mean, I'm not going to be too harsh, but I am going to say that shouldn't that have already been on there?
Yeah, that should be so easy to put in.
The first thing I thought when I saw it was, what? Why was that not already there?
It feels like something they've just forgotten to put in the other ones, like they've not ticked the box. And like for the like, 20, like, no, we can put it in now, we've remembered.
It's like when you look back at your history of a player's goals, and it's like, no, sorry, the FA Cup and Champions League final didn't count.
Yeah.
We already count the league here, you guys. And you've got to actually click on every single year to see how many goals they've scored. It's like, why is this not just a default thing that he scored 20 goals in the Champions League over his career and we're just not counting them?
Yeah, it would be great just to have it as like an option, wouldn't it? Just, I want to see them all or I don't.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
I want to see them all.
The next one, a revamped preferences section. Settle down, Dom. I'm not finished. Way less overbearing with the most popular. That can't be right. With the most popular changed ones easy to find, and all the others now searchable to make them easier to find too. So basically, judging by the screenshots they posted, they've just adjusted the preferences, so it's now like a most popular thing, and then a few others on different screens. Do we care?
Okay.
We don't care. It was a slow day, wasn't it, for that one?
Yeah, they're like, shit, what shall we put out? I just say this. Okay, what's this? Oh, the next one I like because I made a really funny joke on Twitter, which is still getting likes to today. That's right, Dom. Settle down. Right.
I'm settling.
You can now have more options when specifying loan durations. You can now set a loan for any number of months, as well as to the end of the season, the end of the following season, or the end of the next transfer window. Now, I tweeted, excellent. Now I can arrange a loan deal for 1 week to cover these short injury periods. But they did reply saying you can't do it for 1 week,
okay.
Which was a bit disappointing. So it looks like it's just like now you can select 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, etc.
Couldn't you already do that?
I think you could go 1, 2, 3, 6, 12.
It was a weird gap in the middle.
That seems a bit weird.
So yeah, that one's not amazing, but the next one, okay. Now bear in mind, this is the country I live in, and a lot of the B teams and A teams around here constantly move players between the teams, so I don't really get this one. I'm fairly sure this rule doesn't count. New squad registration rules for Norway. So if managing in Norway, you now have to set an A list and B list, not celebrities, squad list done. With B squad players only allowed to play 3 league matches a season and are youth and amateur players. So your B squad has to be youth and amateur players and they can only play 3 matches a season for your A team.
Right. Is that an actual rule in Norway then?
Well,
Sorry.
I've never heard of this rule.
And you live in Norway, right?
Yeah, well, I understand the question. And I know of quite a few players who have played well over 3 league matches for the A team in the third tier, which is in the vanilla game of FM.
Mm-hmm.
And they play quite a lot of games for the B team as well. So I don't think this rule exists. I might be wrong, but I've never heard of this. And I'm fairly sure they're not sticking to it.
It's okay.
Unless it's like an entire division that should just be kicked out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I don't know. I mean, even if you go through Viken and go through their A team and B team, players go up and down all the time.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
That's a bit of a strange one. I'm not gonna lie.
Only your B team players or youth players are only allowed to play 3 league matches a season. That literally makes no sense. Why would that?
Why would you limit that as well?
Exactly. I don't know. Okay, the next one. The next feature. With certain B teams, such as those in Portugal, where B teams are more reserve teams, not separate clubs, you can now request which B team players attend first team training sessions.
Oh, perfect.
I guess that's more linked, Dom, towards, you know, last year there was that issue where you had to promote players
to the
first team to be in the mentoring. I'm guessing that's to kind of a part of fixing that.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad that's in, because that was annoying.
Happy, Pelham, with that?
I think so. I mean, I'm not planning on managing there, but just anything that makes it a little bit more realistic.
I'm guessing that will also be in for the likes of Spain, where a lot of B teams are proper. Which I'm looking forward to because my laptop save just on a weekend on a morning when I watch Match of the Day and stuff is going to be Andorra, which I'm so looking forward to. I've already checked them out on an updated database where Steve's moved them into the third tier, and it just gets me excited. it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it's not going to be a save where I'm on it every day or even every week, but you know, just something you can drop back on.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Because I don't come down into the man cave on a weekend on a morning to watch Match of the Day. I sit on upstairs, so it'd be nice just to power the laptop up and have a go. But you don't care, Dom. Let's move on.
No.
Shoot. I don't care. Settle down. This one will have you bouncing. Huge improvements. And that's what they say. This is not my words. Huge improvements to the way the MLS B teams work.
Wow. Wow.
Definitely.
No, calm down, Dom.
I'm
full
jumping in my seat.
Code refactor. Don't even know what that word means. Dom? Oh, no, I've settled down. We've got a teacher in here, Dom. What does refactor mean?
I don't think it means what Sports Interactive think it means.
It's code. It's to do with, yeah, code refactoring and stuff.
Yeah, it seems like they've rejigged it and done the whole behind the scenes, making it actually work the way they probably wanted it to work.
Real life affiliations now set. Surely that should be in anyway. That's just the research has been born idle. much better AI to decide who should be moved to the B teams and vice versa. Minimum salary changes to RES, reserve, I'm guessing, SMS, text messages, and SEN, Senegal. But, so they've made salary changes to the reserves, text messages, and Senegal.
That's right.
Designated players, and it's not Adidas generation. Luke would know. Luke would know all this, wouldn't he?
Well, there's no A, wouldn't it? Adidas have A somewhere in that.
Maybe they got rid of that, and I'm sure.
Squad members, squads, extra, not. I've no idea what these words mean. Mine were better.
Yeah.
We'll stick with SMS and Senegal. Okay, the next one. This definitely will not affect me. FM Tahiti, possibly. Dom, no, you get sacked as well. Have you ever resigned, Dom, from a job after a successful spell? Because in FM20, the board will now beg you to stay. They'll ask you to reconsider your resignation and discuss ways of moving forward. Kind of like that idea.
Why would you leave on a high?
Well, I'm guessing you win promotion from the National League to League Two, then Liverpool will come in for you.
But that's to do with that. You're not resigning, you're moving jobs. I think that's the difference. Like whenever someone comes in for another. Okay.
What if Liverpool say we're not going to pay the compensation fee? You've got to quit.
Cheap.
They don't say that in game, do they?
I think it is possible where the club say they can't afford the compensation fee. When you click apply for the job, it says you will not be considered because the club cannot afford the compensation.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Never had that problem. I only go to the big clubs. So.
Oh, wow. Someone's showing off now.
I'm winding
you up. Okay, the next one. FM Tahiti, this is for you. This is for you. You're managing in the 12th tier of the Cayman Islands.
Sounds legit. I'm there.
And you now have an option to protest a transfer offer that was accepted by the board above your head. So you can tell them, look,
God,
what are you doing selling him for £1?
Was this not already in? I'm sure I protested. I don't know if it's just me complaining to people I've seen in the street like a madman. If he was genuine.
Just send them random emails.
Yeah.
Just to your actual Mac boss.
Yeah. Unacceptable. I thought this was already kind of in. I'm pretty sure there's like a protest button and then the board ignore you. Maybe you press the button now and something happens.
Honestly, I have no idea.
I'm sure I have. It's just one of my players got sold for like 10 grand. And I complained that wasn't enough. And the board said that it's definitely enough. And then ignored me. So I thought that was there. I thought that was it. But maybe they'll do something now and that'll be fine. You can hold out for an extra couple of grand.
I'm excited to see. I've never seen the protest before, but I don't know. I mean, I'm happy for any money when I sell players, to be honest. I don't think I'll protest. Okay, the next one. When editing your manager's clothing... I'm guessing this was a slow news day again. You can now select club colours, so you can redesign your tie to be the same colour as your club. Ensuring your touch. I thought you could do this anyway. You could change the colour of your suit, and I think.
Yeah, you can do it manually.
Yeah, so it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, maybe it's just automatic now, so when you move clubs, you don't look...
Because it says even after you change clubs. Well, it says change jobs, but obviously that's your only job.
Maybe they just automatically do it. Cause my manager's still wearing the club colours I gave him from the very beginning, even though he's a different club. He looks weird.
He's just living in the past.
He's doing it for the paycheck now.
Exactly. Right, the last one. The last one I've got an order down, Dom. I mean, after this, we've run out of things to talk about.
That's fine.
Thank God I've saved the best till last.
Oh,
there's
you better
new,
be.
There's you're gonna be disappointed. There is new conversation options added for when players have to be sold to help with financial fair play.
Right. One more. Okay. Carry on.
No. Wait, that's it. I've literally run out of things to say.
Oh, I thought there was more to that. I thought you were going to go into something about. Oh God.
I can make something up if you want.
No. Should we talk about? No. Go on. Make something up.
So basically, when you are negotiating,
Why do I care? Why do I care?
Let's move on.
Why was that at all an interesting feature?
What's worse is I was the only feature that day released.
Are you serious?
Yeah, one day that's literally all they released.
Just, we've got new ways to manage financial fair play stuff.
Yeah, bear in mind they released that before all of the other things we've talked about.
That was it's the first thing they released. I'd have been like...
We've got a new game coming out, and within this new game, you can now talk about more things when you sell someone.
I think they just didn't want us to get too excited over the B teams. Like, that's going to blow their minds. So let's just...
Do you know what I find quite concerning? We are obviously predicting that Football Manager 20 is going to be released either on the 1st of November or the 8th of November.
Mm-hmm.
It's not been announced.
It's getting closer now, isn't it?
We're on the 3rd of October now.
Yeah.
I'm actually confused. Like, beta is going to be either in 2 weeks tomorrow or 3 weeks tomorrow, in theory. But nothing has been mentioned about the release date yet. That is slightly weird.
I hope they're just teasing us.
Yeah, this is like proper level of teasing, isn't it?
I always find that games like Football Manager and FIFA and lots of sport yearly games take the piss when it comes to things like release dates and pre-ordering and things like that.
When did FIFA release their release date?
I don't know.
It's not even a release
date. FIFA, release date.
Are you asking?
When did they release the release date? It launched on September 27th. When did they?
I mean, this is high quality entertainment on a podcast when we're Googling something.
It's just people screaming at the podcast saying FIFA's rubbish anyway.
FIFA is rubbish.
I've watched a couple of videos of it this year. It looks pretty much the same. It's just way too...
I've heard there's a lot of problems with it, apparently.
Yeah.
It's every year, isn't it?
Mm.
But, I find it strange. I mean, I'm hoping it's released on the 8th because I've taken the 8th off work and the week after that. So if that's like 10 days off, which would be nice to just be able to get a lot of stuff recorded and video... written up. I'm also off work from the 22nd of October to the 26th, so I'm hoping beta's out then. But if it's if it's released on the 8th, then yes, beta would be out then.
I reckon it's going to be released on the
11th. If the game comes on the 8th, then beta would be released on the 25th, so that week off I've got would be doing nothing. Brilliant.
That wouldn't be good.
No, but I have to have it off anyway. But people don't care. But that's pretty much it for tonight, Dom. That's all we had to talk about. We just want to talk about a few of the features that have been announced as we get closer to FM20. I'm looking forward to hearing what people actually think about FM20 coming. Are you disappointed with... I don't want to say are you disappointed with the features that have been announced because we don't know what it's... the full setup of the game is going to be till we see it. But are you more disappointed with how it's all been done? Like, say, we're a month from release, hopefully. Still no announcement. You've had a few snippets of things, but nothing major. Every year we complain about this kind of thing, but I don't know. I just wish we got a little bit more.
Me too. I feel like
Before we end, we've obviously got to discuss what's been happening on the website. We have slowed down a little bit in terms of just in preparation for FM20, getting the mental side of our game ready, prepared, giving people a bit of a rest, apart from some dedicated folk Pelham who have just kept writing.
Yeah, fair play. Obviously, what I was going to do, Paul, is I was going to do a quick plug for the website and then go into content on. I did have an idea of what I was, how I was going to structure this bit, but we can just go straight into this and I can do
That's going well then. No, come on, let's get it done. The people listening want to hear the plan.
Do they? If we get them in on the deal, it's like, you know, in films when the audience knows what's going on, but the people don't. It's like, what's that called in TV? But that's what we're doing. But actually, everyone knows. This is a fourth wall break. That's pretty good. Right, so Dictate the Game website, like, we haven't been particularly. We've been fairly active on it. We've had 3 articles out in the last 8 days. That's pretty good for us.
That's not bad.
We didn't do a podcast last week, obviously, but we're kind of toning it down. But fair play to the 3 writers who wrote. It was Sam, Pelham, and Ehor wrote an article about. And Pelham, do you want to talk a bit about yours to start, or do you want to end with yours?
I'm easy. Maybe we let end with maybe Ehor's, because that's the very last one. That's the latest one on the website.
All right, okay, we'll do it. We'll do it in chronological order. So we've got Sam's article about Brexit. Paul, what do you think of Brexit?
Really? Do you honestly want my opinion on it?
No. It's been a bit of a nightmare. Like, I live in Brighton, and we get protests every couple of days in the centre of Brighton. It's just constant. And I had the
Labour vote.
Huh?
If we get a lot of people who are from the UK listening, if you did vote Leave, you're an absolute dick. Tell people that, please. And if you want to contact me on Twitter about it, we can have a discussion about why you're a dick.
Come on, fight me. It's the Twitter version.
Thanks for screwing my passport over, by the way. And I think, by the way, people who voted to leave as well, appreciate that. Thanks for making my application to live in this country screwed over even more. So now I've got to wait for that to be fixed before I can apply again. Thanks for screwing us over in any way you can, just because you got sold a dream, which isn't going to happen. Good job.
I'd just like to say now we can put as our title, Paul hates the UK, and some sort of clickbait title.
No, I think it should be Paul says Brexit means Brexit.
Brexit means Brexit. FM Dictator Game podcast, Brexit edition.
If they had genuine reasons to leave, then okay, I would sit back.
Anyway, right, let's get back on topic. So the article
you asked me.
Was about Brexit, and it was to do with basically how Brexit's going to affect football, which is, I think it's quite a nice. It's not like massively Football Manager content, but it's quite good for people who are, you know, obviously Brexit was implemented this year, but it wasn't really set in stone. You know, there was different versions of Brexit that could happen that were, was it entirely random or was it weighted? Or I don't even know.
I think it was random.
It's weighted though, isn't it? Because it's been in the last 2 versions, and then so FM 18.
Oh God, Brexit happened more than 2 years ago. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so FM 18 had a lot more options and it was really random. You could have really hard Brexits, soft Brexits, as many foreign players as you wanted, and that kind of stuff. Sort of Brexits. And I think now it's like 2 or 3 versions. Okay. All bad.
But the next year will probably be the same 2 or 3 because we haven't got any progress with it this year.
Yeah.
So, but it's still quite useful for players that are, you know, less with it, or, you know, just a bit, you know, just curious in the other ones, because some, you know, if someone plays one save, you only get one version of Brexit.
It's true.
It's quite good to have a look at different versions of Brexit and how it will impact even just like the Premier League in general, not just Football Manager. Like, there are quite a lot of worries about foreign players playing in the BPL on you know, certain work permits that won't be available should a certain Brexit happen. Like, it's not good.
It'll really change the character of some saves though as well. Like, there are some people who won't play certain versions of Brexit and FM because it ruins the challenge or it stops them doing what they wanted to start doing.
Yeah.
You've got a plan and vision for it. So
this is why we shouldn't have done Brexit, because it ruins my Football Manager save.
It's made mine really easy though with Preston.
Oh, really?
Because no one wants to come there anyway.
Nice. Yeah. And then the next one was Pelham's article.
Yeah, that's me.
You can just do this one. Go on.
Yeah, I could do this one. I can remember what I wrote.
Yeah.
Mine's about expected goals or XG and how to actually get it in FM19. So instead of, I mean, what I would have liked instead of penalties faced and penalties saved would have been just XG to be in the game. But that's not happened. So I worked out a kind of way of doing it. It's not a perfect way of doing it. So if people don't know what XG is, it's a measure of how many goals you would expect to be scored based on the positions players have got in when they're taking a shot. So if you're better position, more expected goals, that kind of stuff. So normally shots right in front of the goal, kind of in the box, are the best percentage chances of getting an actual goal. So if you're right in front and it's on target, it's normally like a 30% chance. If it's on target outside the box, it's like 10, usually something like that, depending on the model. FM's a bit different though, but all that stat stuff's out there for people doing bets and things like that, trying to do like over-unders and stuff like that, and lots of analytic companies and clubs use it, but there's nothing like it in FM. So I worked out a way of doing it, which was really painful. But then I applied it to my own game and worked out my changing tactic was actually a good changing tactic because I was getting more expected goals per game. And you can apply it to, you know, assessing your strikers and working out if your strikers are actually any good, whether you know it's your tactic or your strikers, essentially. You can use it to try and work out whether that kind of young player who's got lots of shots on targets just blasting them from distance and not getting anything, or if they're getting into the good positions and things like that. You can potentially compare against really good players like Ronaldo and see what their XG is compared to yours. So you can use it in lots of different ways, but I've got a little kind of grid and table in there so you can compare it and create your own and see if your tactics are actually any good. Turns out mine is all right. Not good enough to beat Luke in the cup, but...
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're okay. We're okay. We've moved on from that.
I don't know. It's not happening. But yeah, that's up there. If you want to read it, it'll take it over 1,000 views. And then...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that'll make Ryan happy.
Yep. Well, Ryan's always happy.
So. Yeah, it's true.
Ryan is actually the happiest person I know. He's Paul, would you agree? Chat,
definitely.
Oh, Paul? Yeah, totally. Yeah. No, I'm just sat back listening to you two talk away. Oh. I even backed off from the microphone just to sit back and listen.
Just had a little rest.
So, yeah.
Well, you see, that's why you wear a headset, so you can just, you can lean back and you can lie on your bed and you can record the podcast when you're lying down. I'm not doing that, don't worry.
That'd be nice if I could lie in my own bed and do this. It'd be amazing.
Oh, imagine like a mobile working bed that you could just kind of... Oh, that'd be amazing.
Projector on the ceiling.
Yeah, or even like one of those... Have you seen those cool like laptop stands that are built into the bed that kind of lean up with you and stuff?
It's yeah, really cool. That's the end of the world. That's like some Wall-E stuff.
Yeah, it actually is though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well. And then the last one... Oh, what was the last one? It was... I've just gone to the stats to see how many views your one got. Oh, it was the 4132.
Yeah.
The
Mighty Streak.
Yeah. It's... Paul, did you read this?
No.
Everyone should read this.
This is a great article. It basically looks at the classic... was it 2004? It was... they played a 4-1-3-2, like, and just kind of swept everyone. And they had people like Nedved. And, yeah, it was absolutely brutal. And
okay,
it was
to
after,
be fair,
it
sounds like something I want to read.
Mm. So really, really, and he's using it in his Roma save as well. Eddie, I don't know how well he did actually, but did he put his results? Yeah, he won the league. In fact, he only lost two games in the season. So, I think he played 16 and he'd won 14 and lost two. So, not a bad start.
Have you seen his goal difference?
A goal difference of 42. Okay, like pretty good.
That
in
is
16 games.
The next closest has got 14.
Yeah, that is actually disgusting. But yeah, no, he's like, I always love seeing about his Roma content. It's always brilliant stuff. And yeah, it's nice to see him carrying on, but doing something slightly different. Like a bit like his Dynamo Project stuff he used to do, where you'd have like a basis of a nice save, like your Dynamo or your Roma, but you would do so many different things with it. Like sometimes you might recreate a tactic, sometimes you might look at youth development, sometimes you might look at scouting, sometimes you might look at coaching. It's always very slightly different, which I always liked.
It's so detailed as well.
Mm. Yeah. Oh. Thomas Rosicki was in that team as well.
Yeah, just. He's so dedicated, he went and took a picture of one of the statues in the flesh. You did it just for Dictate the Game.
Really?
Yeah, went all the way.
That's
to
insane. I'm kind of impressed.
It's there. It's the
Oh, you know it says gullible on the screen, right?
You know you're not supposed to start laughing.
Oh dear. But no, there is a picture of what sort of player at a wax model or something like that.
Is it Dvorsky? Yeah. That's yeah, it might be.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, Paul, you are tired, aren't you?
A little bit. I mean, I start work in 4 hours.
What time is it for you?
11 o'clock.
You start work at 3 a.m.?
Well, I wake up at 3. I don't start work at 3, but like obviously I get prepared for work.
That sucks.
That's okay. It's okay.
Powerful. I had one-hour lecture today, and that was it. That was my day.
Students.
I was up early. I was up at 10. No, the lecture was at 10, so I was up at like 8:30. After getting out drinking, that's pretty good for me.
Machine.
Oh, I am a bit of a machine. I'm not going to lie, Paul.
They should just give you that degree now.
I'm doing a financial maths module, actually. You'll like this. And it's an undergrad and a postgrad course. And so there's a bunch of postgrads that haven't really done much maths. So the basis of the maths is like really straightforward. And the first lecture today was on simple and compound interest. I paid $9,000 for this year's work, and I'm learning about simple and compound interest as a math student. I taught that in a school to 12-year-olds.
I don't even know what all that means.
You both spoke at once. I've got no idea what you said. Paul doesn't know what it means. Tell him.
I'm just saying you've got to ease those postgrads in. You don't want to do anything too tricky for him.
Yeah, God, no. A simple compound interest is when you invest money and sometimes you reinvest the same money. So say I put like 100 quid into a bank with like 5% interest, then I'll get £5 every year, right? But sometimes you get compound interest, so it takes 5% of whatever's in the bank account. So you get 105 the first year, and then you get 5% of 105 rather than just 100.
So basically, for anyone listening to the podcast, you now owe Dom $9,000.
Yeah, that's my degree, so you need to pay up. That's.
Oh my God! End the podcast, man.
What? What do you
no
mean?
No one cares. Get a job, bloody students.
I'm working on it. That's the point of doing a degree, is to get a job. I have to do this to get a job.
Good luck with that.
I'm working on it.
I am. This is in theory. I'm working towards a job.
The sentence started as if you were going to say, I'm working like in my spare time or something.
Well, I am, but that's...
Badminton doesn't count.
No. I'm working at a supermarket.
By the way, if I ever come to England and we all meet for a pint, can we have a game of badminton, Dom?
Yes, I'll smash you lot. I'm actually really good.
Badminton.
I'm actually quite good. Actually, I'm not, but I'm all right.
I haven't played for well over like probably 15 years, but I did really enjoy it.
Oh, I love badminton. It's great fun. All right, okay. I'm just going to shamelessly plug all of your YouTubes and Twitters and everything. So we've got dictatethegame.com. That is the important one. Like, obviously, the rest of them are kind of okay, but Dictate the Game is like the big one. And also, we've got the YouTube channel. If you're listening to this on the website, we have a YouTube channel, which is at Dictate the Game. It's the same link. And currently, there's just the podcasts on there, but we might be looking to do some stuff for 2020. It's in the works. We'll see what happens. But yeah, that's currently the current working state of the YouTube channel. Or we might play a joint Civ game. I'm still up for that if anyone else is. And then I've got who is it? I've got the Northman. Is it Northman? Is that your name?
Bit harsh.
am I spelling that right? Yeah. The Northman. Follow him on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on kind of your generic social media stuff.
Just follow him.
He's doing a really well. Have you finished your FM19 save now? Then
yeah. The last one went out today.
Yeah. I see. It's 5 hours ago.
Yeah, short video as well.
Yeah, very short. Cool. Not even 10 minutes. Come on, you'll get that ad revenue in there, Paul.
Honestly, had now to talk about. Like, what's the point of reviewing, I think? It's not like it's reviewing for the next episode or whatever. It was just like, yep, we failed. See you later.
It was short, sweet, and professional. That's what
I
that
thought
was.
So. Well, let's remove the professional bit.
So go and check out his content. Also, he's doing lots of FM 2020 stuff. There's some good stuff on there about the new features and the first looks and things like that. And then we've also
what? Ad revenue from that. Oh, cha-ching.
Did you do all right from that by any chance? 18k views.
I think it's like a £27 or something in ad revenue.
It's got 19.2k views.
Well, I mean, rolling in, that's what happens when you clickbait a title.
Terrible. You're actually terrible.
You know, one of the comments, if you go on in, scroll down to the comments, one of the comments is something like, this is wrong, this is not a first look. To which I replied, it's my first look.
Technically correct is the best kind of correct.
It was. I was so correct on him. My reply just made me laugh.
Well, let me say that you are wrong. This is not the first showing of anything from Football Manager 2020, because I was watching videos about what upgrades FM 2020 got 3 weeks ago.
There you go.
And he posted that. He posted that a day ago.
Yeah.
And the article, he posted the video on the 18th of September, which was 3 weeks ago. So he's just like, is he just like dumb or I don't know. Wolfie 35p. What a guy.
Good call.
And then I've also got.
He's going to be blown when he sees some highlights from actual football on there.
Oh dear. And then I've also got FM Tahiti here. He's also got a YouTube channel. You've got cool stuff on there as well. Episode 159. Jesus Christ. How many episodes do you think are finishing before?
I'm getting close to the end. So without giving it away, there's an actual end point coming up soon. So okay. I reckon it'll be maybe, it depends when they release, I guess, but maybe about 10 more episodes.
Okay.
I reckon that's something I need to do for it to not be a horrible flop. But
is that skill-based or luck-based?
Luck, mainly.
Okay. Is that because of the way your team, like, is it something that was out of your control entirely, or is it your team based on?
It's to do with the international side. So there's an opportunity that's come up. But basically, if I screw it up, I say it's done.
Okay.
Not playing another four seasons to try and remedy it. So it's coming to a close.
That sounds good. And then I have no social media presence because I'm terrible at Football Manager and I don't have the commitment like these guys do to do more than this a week. Anything else you guys want to add to the podcast this week? Any closing inspirational thoughts for the group?
Yes. Thanks for watching, everyone.
Is that your inspirational?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel inspired.
Thanks. See? Have a nice weekend, everybody.